We'll finish up Studio 360 this week in Brooklyn with some high school kids from the Brooklyn Conservatory of Music doing bits and pieces of their Shakespearean adaptation called Midsummer in the Key of Dreams.
I mean, Shakespeare, he probably was a quiet dude who went to the pub and probably drank too much. But when he sit down on paper, he can write out something beautiful.
So take tit for tat and rhyme for rhyme. Hear me when I tell you that you're wasting your time. Can you not hate me as I know you do? But now you join together to mock me too. So mature of you.
And a lot of it we wanted to change because we want the audience to understand, like, city life, urbanized.
And now here's Ravel's again.
I always loved hip-hop, always loved salsa, always loved jazz, always, like, classical, different styles of music. And I wanted to do a musical that brings all those styles together. And it's amazing how we can jump from one style of music to the other, and yet it's so opposite.
Never seen
Matthew just had a real sense, especially for Oberon's monologues, the beautiful, beautiful, gorgeous, luscious poetry in the play that he gets to speak.
Misconception knocking at your door. Take hold of that you love, you will adore. Be a cat or boar. Leap it or bear, cause an eye see clear. What shall appear is the idea.
When I read Helena just crying her heart out, you understand, you're just able to feel the character, and then you can relate it to yourself.
Those situations happen today, and all you have to do is jazz it up so people can understand it, and they're like, hey, you know, I know where he's coming from and stuff like that.
Stop this rhyming nonsense.
Helena, baby, I would if I could, but what can I tell you? Damn, girl, you look mad good.
Studio 360 is produced by WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International.